Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姐妹, 午安。
So good to see you. May God's peace and grace be with you.
很真的高兴见到大家，愿神的平安与你们同在。
Today I want to talk to you about a topic that all of us can relate to.
我今天要跟大家谈一个题目，是我们每个人都可以体会到的。
No matter what your age is,
不论你是多大的年纪，
your spiritual maturity.
你的属灵的成长是怎么样？
Every person in this room will relate to today's message.
每一个人都会体会到这件事。
It's a message on temptation.
就是讲到试探跟引诱的问题。
All of us face temptation.
我们每个人都会遇见试探跟引诱。
So before that, let me just give you some quotes, what some people said about temptation.
我现在就看让大家看看一些人怎么说这个试探。
Someone said, I can resist anything but temptation.
说除了试探以外，我什么都能够拒绝。
And the same person goes on to say, and the only way to get rid of a temptation is simply to yield to it.
同样的人就说，唯一要解决试探的方法就是顺从他。
The Bible said, "Lead me not into temptation," right? So this person says, "Lead me not into temptation because I can find it there myself."
这里讲不叫我们遇见试探，这边这个人说不带我到试探里面，因为我自己可以找得到。
This next person says, "The problem with temptation is that you may not get another chance."
另外一个人讲说，试探这个问题是很可能你不能够找到第二次的这个机会。
It's too good to pass it up, so give it to me. That's what he's saying.
因为太好了，我如果放弃了就太可惜了。
Now,
你给我吧。
Obviously, there are people out there in this world that they don't treat temptation seriously.
所以今天在这个世界上，有很多人对这个试探引诱啊，他们不是很这个很注重，不是很小心。
So today, let's look at the Word of God, how He wants us to handle the temptations that we face in our lives.
今天我们看圣经告诉我们怎么样，我们来怎么样的面对这个试探。
Let's look at the Word of God, James chapter 1, verses 13 to 17.
我们看雅各书的第一章13到17节。
If you can, open your program, your bulletin, and let's read first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起来看这个 bulletin 上面，你先用英文来读，我们再用中文来读。
Verse 13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights,Who does not change like shifting shadows.
我们一起来读中文。不，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被罪试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑了。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
May God bless the reading of his word.
求神祝福他自己的话。
How do we handle temptations in our lives?
我们怎么样在我们的生命中来避免这个对待这个试探呢？
The first thing today's passage tells us is to recognize its source.
这边圣经告诉我们说，第一就是要认识它的源头。
Look at verse 13, it says, When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
三节说，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被罪试探。他也不试探人。
The word tempt in the Bible can be translated into two words.
这个试探在原文的话可以翻成两个。
It could be translated as temptation, like what we're talking about today.
可以翻成我们现在所讲的试探。
Or it could be translated as testing, the testing of your faith.
也可以翻译成为试炼。
So what's the difference between testing and tempting?
那么试探跟试炼之间的差别是什么？
Abraham was tested.
那么这个亚伯拉罕是被神试验。
Remember when God called Abraham to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah, his faith was tested.
记不记得神试验这个亚伯拉罕，要他这个把这个长子这个献祭在那个摩利亚山上。
Israelites, they were tested in the desert.
那么神也在旷野中试验他的老百姓以色列人。
And Jesus, I believe Jesus was also tested in the desert, in the wilderness.
耶稣也是在旷野的时候也是受了魔鬼的那个试探。
But God wants us to know that while he tests us, he does not tempt us.
神试验我们，但是他却不会试探我们。
The definition of temptation is to entice, is to lure someone to commit sin.
试探这个定义就是他愿意把你拖你到失败这个伤害的位置。
The intention behind temptation is to cause somebody to sin.
试探的这个主要的目的就是使人跌倒。
So the difference between testing and temptation is that while trials are intended to test us and bring us closer to God.
试验是要在我们在各样的环境之中让我们能够更与神亲近。
But temptations are designed to destroy us and to lead us away from God.
而试探是要我们失败，使我们远离神。
And that's why today's passage, I believe, is telling us God is not evil, God is light, and there is no darkness in God. He cannot be tempted, nor does he tempt us.
圣经告诉我们说这个罪恶的源头不是神，那么他是不是在黑暗之中，他不试探，不被罪试探，他也不会试探人。
And so when we give in to our temptations and when we sin, we cannot blame God and says, God, it's all your fault.
我们不能因为我们受了试探失败之后我们就怪神说，神啊，都是你的错。
The definition for blaming is this.Consider, when we blame someone, we are considering somebody responsible. We are pushing our responsibilities to others.
当我们抱怨的时候，其实是我们把那个责任呢，推到别人的身上，是别人错。
We live in a world that allows us to make a lot of excuses when we sin, when we make mistakes.
今天在这个世界上，当我们犯错的时候，我们常常有这个机会，我们做很多的借口。
For example, I'm going to give you some examples, and I have a feeling some of us use these excuses.
那我想，我们现在看一些例子，我们常常会犯这样的错误。
Kids, they don't do their homework. This is what they said.
孩子们，他们不做功课的时候，他们常常这样的借口。
I didn't know it was due today.
我不知道今天要交。
Or they said, I did do my homework, but you never said I had to bring it.
我做了我的功课，但是你没有说要我带到这个学校来。
Or, yes, I did it on my computer, but my printer broke.
我在电脑里头做了这个习题，但是呢，我的这个打印机坏掉了，没办法打出来。
And this is my favorite.My dad's into that environmental thing and he recycled my homework.
我喜欢这样，他说我的父亲啊，很对这个环保非常注重，所以他到了我房间把我的这个功课啊就 这个垃圾回收了。
And see today's the point of today's message is telling us when we sin, when we're tempted, don't blame God.
所以当我们受到试探的时候，我们不要来怪神，不要用各样的借口。
Again, we live in a world where even when we commit sin, even when we make mistakes and we're caught red-handed, what do? We still look for excuses to get out of it.
常常我们犯了罪之后，虽然我们被人家逮到正着，但是我们还是借各样的机会，用各样的借口来推脱。
Let's look at this next slide.
我们看看下面一张这个图片。
The seven-time Tour of France winner.
这个是法国这个脚踏车比赛，那个七次都赢了这位先生。
He finally admitted that he was taking enhancement drugs after denying it for more than 10 years. For 10 years, he said, no, I never took it. No, 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 10 years. And then finally he admitted, yes, I did it.
这位先生他十年都说他没有吃这个使他能够得奖的这个药，但是最后他承认他的确吃了这样的这个让他能够赢的这个药。
But when he finally admitted, this is what he said. He said to the media, he said to the, you know, everybody was watching, he said to the world, he said, it is impossible to win without doping.
最后他在这媒体这边讲的时候，他终于承认，他说没有办法不吃药能够赢得这个比赛。He
said, because you are competing with so many athletes who are also taking drugs.
因为我们跟所有的人在这比的时候，他们每一个人都吃这些药。What
was he saying?
他到底讲些什么？He
said, in order to win, I have no choice. I have to take drugs.
我如果要赢的话，我非吃这些非法的药不可。
And he also is saying that I'm not the only person at fault. Everybody's doing it. Therefore, I am okay.
他就是说，其实大家都吃这个非法的药，所以我其实没什么了不起。See,
I am not all that bad.
我不是这么坏，你看看。And
so, the troubled teenager says, if I had grown up in a different family, if my parents were more understanding, then I would not turn out to be this way.
一个不良的少年，他讲，如果我生长在不同的这个环境，不同的父母，我今天不会是这个样子。The
father who's abusive to his kids, who was harsh on his wife, says, hey, you should see how my dad treats me.
一个父亲，他在虐待他太太，这个欺负他的儿子，他会讲说：“你没有想到我的父亲是怎么样的。”The
husband who's caught in adultery says to his wife, "If you did not treat me this way, I would not be here today. It's all your fault."
一个这个有婚外情的这个一个丈夫，他讲：“若不是你这样的对待我，今天不会有到这个情况。”
The person who chooses an alternative lifestyle says, hey, if God did not create me this way, then I would not have all these feelings.
有一些人对这个同性恋有倾向的，他会说，若不是神造我成这样子，我不可能会是这样子的。Now,
I'm not trying to say that our background does not impact us.
我并不是说我们个人的所承受的这个背景不会影响我们。
I'm just trying to say that these things does not excuse us from sinning.
我只是说这些事情不能成为我们做坏事的一个借口。Same
thing, we may say, you know, in everyday life, well, if God did not give me such a big mouth, then I would not have hurt you.
我们也讲说，如果神没有给我这个大嘴巴的话，我也不会说这些坏话。If
God did not give me such a hot temper,
如果神没有给我这个怪脾气，
if God did not give me such strong sexual drive,
如果神没有给我这样这个性的这个要求。
See, on and on and on, we can make all kinds of excuses, but at the end of the day, we are the one responsible.
不论我们做多少的借口，结果到头来其实都是我们要负责任。
Where is the source of temptation?
我们这个受到试探这个最重要的原因是什么呢？
Verse 14 it says, each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
说但个人被试探，那是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑了。
The source of temptation is the person where we look at into the mirror and see every day it's us.
这个试探的源头其实就是我们每天起床看见镜子的那个人。
And the sooner we come to grips with this fact, the better we are about in the business of overcoming our temptation.
所以当我们如果真正认识到我这个试探的源头的时候，我们才能够面对这个问题。
Today's passage tells us, number two, when we're tempted, we need to realize its seriousness.
第二件我们必须要知道，就是要知道这个试探它的严重性。
Again, look at verse 14, 15. Each person is tempted when they're dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
十四、十五节说，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Temptation, sin, death.
试探、诱惑，就最后就是罪跟死。
There is a progression. There is a process.A process of going to a direction, and the direction is headed towards death.
所以这个整个是一个过程，这个过程就使你导致死亡。
I want us to be reminded of this verse, verses 3 and 4. James says, the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Perseverance, when it finishes its work, that you may be mature and complete.Not lacking anything.
我愿意大家看这个一章的三四节说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
See, testing here is leading us towards life.
试验是我们渐渐要得到那个生命。
But temptation, when we give into temptation, it leads us to death.
但是如果我们接受了试探，我们的结果就是罪跟死。
We must realize when we're tempted, we must realize its seriousness.
所以当我们在遇见试探的时候，我们必须要知道那个试探的结果是非常严重的。
The words of Jesus says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life.
耶稣说盗贼来是会毁坏这个侵害，但是我来是要使人得生命，并且得了更丰盛的生命。
And I like the word picture here in verse 14. It says, being enticed, being lured, and being dragged away. That's temptation.
第四四节让我们看到好像一个图画，就是我们被吸引、被卷到、被这个拉到一个这个死亡的地位。
And the word picture here, when it comes to temptation, it's using the word picture of a fisherman luring, deceiving the fish.
就好像一个渔夫用钓竿去引诱这个鱼一样。
Let's look at this next slide.
我们看看下面一个图画。
Can you imagine what fishing would be like without the bait?
你没有想象，如果你去钓鱼的时候，你没有带这个鱼饵，会是什么样一件事？
See, no fish would be stupid enough to buy that for hook, right? Nobody.
没有一个鱼会笨到一个地步去咬这个没有饵的这个钩。
No, but a good fisherman, they know exactly.What kind of bait the fish is biting?
但是如果一个真正好的渔夫啊，他就知道用怎么样的这个 这个鱼饵来钓鱼。
And look at the Lord. Let's look at this next slide. Look at the,、oh, look at the beautiful colors and you know how attractive the lures are.
你看看这样的一个鱼饵，是这么漂亮，这么鲜艳。啊、这种就可能钓到鱼了。
That's why they're called the lures, because they're there to lure you in.
那个就是叫做鱼饵，就是使你诱，被你诱惑，被诱惑到来吃它。
My friends, when you come think of your temptations, the temptations that you face, remember there is some kind of deception going on.
就当你遇见试探的时候，你必须要了解，其实有一些伪装。在假冒的事情在发生。
Because temptation always looks so good, always looks so attractive.
试探诱惑常常让我们看见是这么样美好，这么样吸引人。
And they always look so innocent and harmless at the moment.
在那个时候好像一切都是非常、啊、没什么问题，很纯洁的样子。
But today's passage wants us to know that there's always more at stake.
但是圣经告诉我们说，其实有更严重的事在后面。
Remember when Jesus was tempted to turn the stone into bread?
记得耶稣被试探的时候，他要人魔鬼要他把石头变成饼吗
？I don't know about you, but when I first read that passage, I was like, "What's the big deal? Just turn it into bread. So what? What does that matter?"
那么当我第一次读那个经文的时候，我就发现说，到底有什么了不起呢？他如果把这个石头变成饼呢？也没什么问题嘛。
No, but if Jesus he was to turn that stone into bread as Satan has suggested, then he would have disobeyed the Father's will.
但是注意想想，如果当初耶稣把这个石头变成饼了，他其实就违背了神的命令。
And if he had done that, then our salvation would have been at stake.
那么如果他真的是这样做的话，我们今天的救恩可能就有大有问题了。
So remember, next time when you see an innocent donut.
所以当下一次你看到那个甜圈圈是那么样这个 无暇这个天真的话。
Remember, it's not just an innocent custard-filled chocolate-covered donut.
不是因为它里面有这个甜的这个东西，外面有这个巧克力的那个包装的。
Remember, next time when you're tempted to cheat on a test, it's not just cheating a little here and there to get good grade.
下次你考试的时候，你想要作弊的时候，并不是说你想要得到一点好的分数。
Or it's not some kind of harmless fantasies that you're.Dwelling on in your head，
也不是一些在你头脑中有一些想象，那个，大家都懂了。
Okay， yeah， and it's not just, for example, looking at some pictures on the web. It's not that simple. That's what I'm trying to say.
不是在你网上你看到一些那个照片，不是这么简单。
Count on it, there is always more at stake.
你知道吗？一定有更严重的事在后面。
Your testimony, God wants us to give testimony. Your testimony, your life testimony is at stake.
你的见证是在那边。
Your ministry is at stake.
你的侍奉也在那边。
Your marriage is at stake.
你的婚姻也是在中间。
Your family is at stake.
你的家庭可能有问题。
Your character is at stake.
你的品格可能显出问题。
Your conscience is at, God wants us to have clear conscience. Your conscience is at stake.
你的良心，谁要你要有一个真诚的良心，这个也是一个问题。
Your legacy.Is at stake.
你怎么样把你的东西传承下去也是有问题。
That's why verse 16 it says, "Don't be deceived, don't be fooled, don't be misled by temptation."
十六节说，你千万不要看错了，你不要被欺骗了。
It will always lead you to a direction where you do not want to go.
因为它会带领到一个你不愿意去的那个方向。
Look at this next slide. Some of you know this guy, right? Tiger Woods.
这个人吗? Tiger Woods.
This is what he said after his adultery was made public and his wife had left him.
他犯了奸淫之后，他的太太离开他之后，那他就这样说了。
He said, I knew my actions were wrong, but I conceived myself that normal rules did not apply. I thought that I had worked so hard my entire life and deserved to enjoy all the temptations around me.
他说我知道我的这些行为是错的，但是我一直以为我这个正常的这些规律啊是不会应用在我身上的。我想我这一生我这么努力的，所以呢，我就应该能够享受这些诱惑。
Do you see how he felt like, hey, I worked so hard, I deserved a little fun.
他说，你看我这么努力，我实在应该有这些乐趣。And
I know this is wrong, but I think it will be okay.
但是我知道是不对，但是呢，哎，还是可以的。Here's
a man who has been deceived.
他就是被欺骗了。
Look at the word of God, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8 says, Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction.
那么加拉太书 6章7到8节说, 不要自欺,神是轻慢不得的。 人种的是什么,收的也是什么, 顺着情欲撒种的,必从情欲收败坏。
For those of us who are swimming toward the bait right now, who are nibbling at the lure, remember what God is trying to say to us today.
当我们游泳到那个鱼饵，那个很好的那个鱼饵之间，好像准备要去咬的时候，你千万要记得。
God is saying, don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Don't be misled.
不要自欺，不要自己骗自己。
So what do we do?
我们应该怎么办呢?
Today, our passage points us to an answer.
今天的经文也告诉我们一个解决的问题。
Number three, to refocus on the solution.
把我们聚焦在这个解决的方法。
Don't focus on temptation. Focus on the solution.
不要把你的眼睛看向这个诱惑，而是把这个焦点呢放在这个解决的方案。There's
a professor at Stanford that did this so-called the marshmallow test.
有一个斯坦福的大学的一个教授，他做了这样一个实验，就是那个甜的那个marshmallow的一个试验。So
what he does is he places a marshmallow in front of these little kids to test their willpower.
那么他就用个碟子放了一个marshmallow 让这些孩子看看他们这个忍耐的这个程度。And
he promised them that if they could wait and not eat this marshmallow for 15 minutes, then he promised them that they would get two marshmallows.
他就跟他讲说，你这个marshmallow 如果你能够等15分钟的话， 那么我就给你另外一个marshmallow。
Let's look at this short clip.
这个
Okay. What is that?
It's a marshmallow.
But it's not just a marshmallow.
Do you like marshmallows?
Yeah.
It's what's going to make the next 15 minutes feel like 15 hours for the kids at the Edina Family Center.
You can either eat this marshmallow now.
I need that marshmallow.
Well, just let me tell you what the deal is. So you can either eat it now or wait until we come back and you'll get two.
I want two.
Hi, Lily. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Lily gets the deal right away.
When I come back, what am I going to have?
Another
marshmallow.
In a room with few distractions, she waits and waits and waits.
15 minutes is a long time for a child.
Okay. Talk about temptation, right?
你看看这个诱惑。
See, while it's a good way to test the self-restraint of the little kids, it's a terrible way for them to face temptation in our lives.
这样只要让他们不接受试探，但是却是一个非常坏的一个使他们接受试探的一个。
Because we are not made to focus on our temptation and say, "Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it."
我们的注意力不是应该注重在这个诱惑上，我们说，哎呀，不去做，不去做。
When God made us, He made a vacuum in our heart.
神创造我们的时候，我们有一个真空。
The vacuum needs to be filled with something. We need to have a purpose. We need to have a focus in our lives.
我们这个空的地方必须要有一件事情来再充满它。
And instead of focusing on temptation, temptation, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, God wants us to simply turn our attention to something else.
神不是要我们一天到晚面对这个诱惑，诱惑这个试探，他是要我们的注意力再转移到另外一个事情上。
Look at verses 16 to 17.
我们看16、17节。
It says, "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows."
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Now, I don't know about you, but when I first read this passage, I did not understand. I see a disconnect between verse 16 and 17.
我不知道你们觉得怎么样，当我第一次读这个新闻的时候，好像有一个不能连贯的，跟前面好像不能够连贯。
Why was it talking about temptation, but then all of a sudden it's talking about every good and perfect gift comes from God?
前面不是在讲这个诱惑跟试探吗？但是这边为什么又说那个全各样美善的恩赐是从神那里来的呢？
And I believe it's telling us that when we're tempted, don't focus on the temptation, but focus on God.
我相信这边告诉我们说，当试探来的时候，我们不要光看到那个试探，而是把我们的注意力转到这个神的身上。
It's talking about every good, perfect gift, the Father of life. He wants us to think about God's beauty and His glory in our lives.
各样的美善的恩赐，各样的事情，这个众光之父，我们必须要把我们的焦点放在神的身上。
When we're tempted, we must be reminded that there is a temptation behind all temptations.
当我们讲到这些事情的时候，我们必须要知道，在一切的试探中有一个最终的试探。
And that was exactly what Satan whispered to Adam and Eve in the garden.
这就是这个魔鬼在当初的时候跟亚当夏娃所讲的。
In a way, he is asking them this question, the question, do you really need God to be happy?
真的最后那个试探就是神，那个魔鬼问他说，你是不是真的需要从神那边，除了神以外，是不是还有其他的东西？
Do you really need God? Do you really need to obey God to be fulfilled in life?
你是不是必须要有神，你必须要依靠神才能够得到人生的满足呢？
See, that is the temptation behind all temptations.
这就是所有试探中、诱惑中最大的那个试探诱惑。
Sometimes we think, oh, temptation is just about not pleasing God. It's not that easy.
我们常常以为诱惑试探就是我们不去讨神的喜欢，其实没有这么简单。
The issue of temptation, the heart of the issue is that we are rejecting God over something else.
其实更重要的就是我们把神弃绝，因为一些事情。
And that's why today's passage, when it talks about temptation, it ends with God.
怪不得圣经告诉我们说，在讲到诱惑试探之间，最后告诉我们说，我们其实我们应该回到神那里去。
And that's why it's important for us here at church on Sunday morning and afternoons as we gather together to focus on what's important, focus on God.
所以这就是为什么我们礼拜天到这边的时候，我们必须把我们的焦点是在焦聚在神的身上。
And that's why we need to read the Word of God, because when we read the Word of God, it points us to God.
这也是为什么我们要读神的话语，因为神的话使我们能指引到我们到神那里去。
And that's why we need to pray every day, because when we pray, we are focusing on the things of God.
这也是为什么我们必须要祷告，我们当我们祷告的时候，就是我们的思念就放在神身上。
And that's why we need to meet together on a regular basis during the week, so that we can encourage each other, challenge each other to grow closer to God.
这也是为什么我们必须要一起聚会，在我们聚会的时候，我们能够彼此的鼓励，使得我们都能够到神那里去。
A fish that's eaten, a fish that is full, does not go for the bait.
一个鱼已经吃饱了，他不会去吃那个饵。
Because he's not hungry anymore.
他没有在饥饿，所以他不会去吃。
And as we commit ourselves to feeding our hunger with the Word of God, we will not be hungry for the things of this world.
所以如果我们委身在神的话语上，能够他使我们饱足，我们就不会去追求那些诱惑。
Amen.
Amen.
I want us to end today's message by singing this song, You Are My All in All.
我现在我们请大家一起来唱 You Are All in All.
Let's all stand and sing this song.
我们一起来起立好不好？
Okay, I encourage us to simply sing English.
我们如果你可能的话，我们一起来唱英文。
And really let the word speak to us.
求神的话来指点我们。
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool.
You are my all in all. Let's sing that one more time. One more time.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all,
Jesus.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus, Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord Jesus, you are worthy.
主啊，你是值得。
You are our all in all.
你是我们所有的一切。
Lord Jesus, we must admit that so often instead of coming to you, rely on you, we go to other things.
主啊，我们必须要承认，常常我们没有来到你面前，我们跑到别的地方去。
So often we seek satisfaction in other things apart from you.
常常我们在别的地方想要得到满足，而没有离开了你。
Lord, today once again we want to come before you and humble ourselves.
主啊，我们今天愿意来到你面前，我们谦卑。
We want to say, Lord, you are our all in all.
主啊，你是我们的一切。
Would you fill our heart and our mind with your beauty?
主啊，求主你充满我们的心，我们的意念，以你的美丽。
Would you impress on our heart that satisfaction comes only from you.
求你使我们的心能够明白，我们所有的满足都是从你那里而来。
Help us to fill our heart, fill our mind with things from you, things, beautiful things, pure things from you.
让我们从我们的心里能够满足，得到那个从你那边来的这个一切的这个美善。
Help us to focus on you,
使我们能够聚焦在你的身上，
so that we can say no to temptation,
使得我们能够对那个引诱跟试探说不。
Help us to live a life wholly devoted to you,
让我们能够活出一个能够对你忠心的这样的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。